life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street with snow now. How nice is that? We say hello to Caleb Burko from Mack Kite Downtown. You made it in. I am so impressed.
Thank you. Good morning, Mary Ellen.
I have to say, okay, that drift coming down the hill to our parking lot, I'm the one that plowed through that this morning.
Thank you for that.
Did I do a good job?
You sure did.
Oh, my God.
I was so nervous coming down. I made sure that I was going super slow because the last thing I want to end up is in the channel.
I know.
I made sure I was super slow.
I didn't know what to do. And when I was coming down that hill, I'm like, maybe I should just leave the car here and bail. And then, you know, but anyway, the plow will be here soon. Everybody's, you know, running behind. How are things at Mack Kite? How have things been this week for you guys when you got this kind of weather?
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, life at the toy store is always fun. After all, it's where fun begins.
That's a fact, isn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Sure is a fact. But life has been good. It's, you know, January always kind of slows down a little bit. We saw a rush at Wine About Winter, which was good, which was last weekend.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of project time around the store. So getting some kind of long-term things done, which is okay. But this week we've been, in an effort to kind of keep our staff or some of our high school staff that might come in on an evening shift typically.
Yeah.
In order to try and keep them safe and keep our customers off the road, we have been closing early. I'm not entirely sure what we'll do this evening. Lynn and I got to check the forecast and watch our socials. We'll let you know.
All right. Now, you guys have, like, so many cool things in your store, your Grand Haven's premier specialty toy store, kite store as well. I know you go to toy expos and things like that. Have you been on one recently?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not recently. I haven't been on one since June, but in March we're going to New York. So
no.
That'll be a ton of fun.
Oh, I want to report back.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you go to these expos, you're looking at all kinds of toys, right? Educational, reading, all that stuff.
We look at a little bit of everything. And when we go to New York, there'll be 1,000 vendor booths to look at.
Oh, I want to tag along.
1,000.
Wow.
Which is a ton.
What speaks, and I would imagine that toys vary from city to city, like, you know, this is a lakeshore community, so you probably buy things that are more beachy, lakeshore-y, that kind of thing. What really sells in your store at Mack Kite?
I mean, we do curate a beach selection of some things because we are a beach town, but we also make sure to not neglect our locals because our locals want access to good quality toys and games and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, year round.
Yeah.
So, you know, what speaks to us, it kind of varies. You know, we kind of take a look at our matrix, if you will,
mm-hmm.
our customer matrix, our category matrix. We try and match, if this customer is looking for something in a game category, what might they want?
Yeah.
You know, if this customer is looking for something in the plush category, what might they want? So we try and curate a good selection across the board.
It's such a great place to walk into, Mack Kite, too, because you're just greeted with people that want to be there, first of all. And who doesn't love toys? And what's really cool is that more than likely you have sold a child their very first toy.
Probably.
How cool is that? I mean, that's really something. It really, really is. You guys are having indoor sidewalk sales. Tell us all about it.
Indoor sidewalk sales. We've been doing this, well, not me, but the downtown has been doing this annually for over 20 years now. And it's this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You can stop in downtown. There are almost 30 participating merchants downtown.
Okay.
And so, you know, you take the fun of a sidewalk sale like we do in August.
Yeah.
Just take it indoors.
Okay.
You know, featuring a snowmelt sidewalk and a snowmelt street, and you just take it indoors. We've got almost 30 merchants that are participating. Now, deals are different at each store.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like everybody's running the same.
Right. I wouldn't think that. Yeah.
But deals are different at every single store, so it's worth it to stop in to all of them.
Wonderful.
But especially the last couple of years, we've made sure to coincide it with the Winterfest weekend to try and pull on some of the traffic and some of the people that are here and really add a little bit to the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I have a new grandson, and it's very easy for me to buy things for my granddaughters. You know, they're girls. I know what they want. Barbie, 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 Barbie.
Sure.
What are some of the hot toys for little boys right now?
Ooh,
I mean,
little boys,
they still like the same stuff that they always liked, right?
Right. I mean, I was a little boy once. I still am a little. I tell people I'm a professional 5-year-old.
Okay, so as a professional,
I really am just a little boy.
Then what's the hottest toy for a professional 5-year-old right now that you think?
Well, I was a truck and a train kid. So
okay.
I loved everything trucks, everything trains. Yeah. I was also a dinosaur kid.
Okay.
I didn't discriminate. I loved it all. But the Brio trains, especially, like those wooden trains, really are probably one of the best sellers in that age category.
You know, in quality toys, you pass them on. You can pass them on to another generation as well. They really last. Or you know, you save something, you put it aside, and then when your own kids have kids, you know, you pass that along. So there is something to be said for quality toys. There really, really is. Now, the website is shop. I can't talk this morning. I'm so tired of the sound of my own voice. It's shopmackite.com, correct?
Shop.mackite.com.
Thank you. Thank you. And what do you think your hours will be today?
Typically would be 10 to 8.
Yeah.
So watch our socials in case it changes.
And your socials are the best. They really, really are. They're awesome. Let me ask you, how important is the Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street, to Matt Kite?
It's really all about having a community of peers to be with, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we exist in the downtown because we understand and we see the value in having like-minded neighbors, people that are there that are doing the same thing, people that are there that care about the same things that we do. Really, the value to us is in the community aspect that it brings.
I love that. And I know that, like, if one of you guys is, say you don't have any paper for your credit card machine or something.
Sure.
You can just pick up the phone and call the person next door. You all help each other out if something might happen. And I really like that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I can't
wait
to bring my granddaughters to Matt Kite. Yeah, I'll have to bring my paycheck with me as well. My goodness. So you're working today, right?
No, I'm actually not. Today's my day off.
And you came all the way to the radio station to do this segment.
To see you.
I have to say, I'm impressed because the roads, at one point I thought maybe I'm not going to turn around. You know, I reach a certain point on my travels and I'm like, well, I can't turn around. I'm already halfway here.
No. You need a home studio.
We're working on that, by the way, but then I wouldn't be able to see you.
No,
thank you so much for being here, Caleb. We really appreciate it. And we love Matt Kite and we love Grand Haven Main Street. Is there anything else we should talk about? What should we look forward to for spring?
You should look forward to Matt Kite's Stuffy Sleepover. So, Stuffy, stuffed animal.
Yeah.
So, February 21 and 22, you can drop your Stuffy off at the toy store on the 21st evening.
Okay.
And have you ever wondered what the toy store toys do at night?
Well, yeah, of course.
Store closes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what if your Stuffy could hang out with them, with all the toy store toys, and participate in all the toy store shenanigans and see what's going on?
And then you come back the next day and pick the Stuffy
up?
And
you pick them up and you get to see all the pictures and all the shenanigans
I
they did.
My grandkids are going to be there. What is the date on that?
February 21 is the drop-off that evening, 6 to 8 p.m. And then you pick up and a PJ party with donut holes and juice and fun music or a dance party.
I love this.
The next morning from 9 to 10 a.m.
This is brilliant. I've come into the studio in the Barbie Beach House. Somebody has messed with the Barbie Beach House, and I don't know who it is, but the dolls will be in different places and stuff. And yeah, I'm like, I don't know what happened overnight. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go.